The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not go stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Massah. They challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him.
Lord Jesus Christ, be present now, and let your Holy Spirit bow all hearts in love and truth today to hear your word and keep your way. Give us the grace to grasp your word, that we may do what we have heard. Instruct us through the scriptures, Lord, as we draw near, O God, adore. May your glad tidings always bring good news to men, that they may sing of how you came to save all men. Instruct us till you come again. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praised throughout eternity.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me. In the day of my distress, turn your ear toward me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, in your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come for your servants. Love, her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory, then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem. When peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay homage to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete. You, whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their works. You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Listen, my people, to my teachings. Give ear to the words I speak. From the book of Job. Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Job spoke out and said, perish the day on which I was born, the night when they said, the child is a boy. May that day be darkness. Let not God above call for it, nor light shine upon it. May darkness and gloom claim it, clouds settle upon it, the blackness of night affright it. May obscurity seize that day. Let it not occur among the days of the year, nor enter into the count of the months. May that night be barren. Let no joyful outcry greet it. Let them curse it who curse the sea, the appointed disturbers of Leviathan. May the stars of its twilight be darkened. May it look for daylight, but have none, nor gaze on the eyes of the dawn. Because it kept not shut the doors of the womb to shield my eyes from trouble. Why did I not perish at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Nor why was I not buried away like an untimely birth, like babes that are never seen the light? Wherefore did the knees receive me, or why did I suck at its breast? For then I should have laid down and been tranquil. Had I slept, I should have then been at rest. With kings and counselors of the earth, who built where now there are ruins, or with princes who had gold and filled their houses with silver. There the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary are at rest. There the captives are at ease together and hear not the voice of the slave driver. Small and great are there the same. The servant is free from his master. Why is light given to the toilers and life to the bitter in spirit? They wait for death, and it comes not. They search for it rather than for hidden treasures, rejoice in it exultingly, and are glad when they reach the grave. Men whose path is hidden from them, and whom God has hemmed in. For sighing comes more readily to me than food, and my groanings well forth like water. For what I fear overtakes me, and what I shrink from comes upon me. I have no peace or ease. I have no rest, for trouble comes. The word of the Lord. My sides have become my food, and my ears pour forth like flowing streams. Whatever I fear happens, whatever I dread befalls me. And trouble comes, O Lord. I am a man without help, and aid is beyond my reach. And trouble comes, O Lord. From the Writings on Revelation on Trials by St. Mary Magdalene de Piazza, Virgin. You, the Word, are most wonderful, working through the Holy Spirit to fill the soul with yourself, so that it is joined to God, grasps God, tastes God, and absorbs nothing but God. The Holy Spirit comes into the soul, signed with the precious seal of the blood of the Word and of the slain Lamb, or rather that the very blood urges it to come. Although the Spirit moves itself and desires to come, this Spirit, which moves in itself, is the substance of the Father and the Word, and it proceeds from the essence of the Father and the will of the Word. It comes into the soul like a fountain, and the soul is immersed by it. Just as two rushing rivers intermingle in such a way that the smaller loses its name and absorbs into the larger, so the Divine Spirit acts upon the soul and absorbs it. It is proper that the soul, which is lesser, should lose its name and surrender to the Spirit, as it will if it turns entirely toward the Spirit and is united. This Spirit, dispenser of the treasures which lay in the lap of the Father, and the guardian of its deliberations, will pass between the Father and the Son, flows into the soul so sweetly and imperceptibly that few esteem its greatness. It moves itself by its own weight and lightness into all places that are fitting and disposed to receive it. Its word is heard by all in the most attentive silence. Through the impetus of love, the unmoved yet most perfect mover infuses itself into all. You do not, O Spirit, stand still in the unmoved Father or in the Word. And yet you are always in the Father and in the Word and in yourself and in all blessed spirits and creatures. You are the friend of the created, because the blood shed by the only begotten Son, who is the greatness of his love, made himself the friend of the created. You find rest in creatures who are prepared to receive you, so that in the transmission of your gifts, they take on, through purity, their own particular likeness to you. You find rest in those creatures who absorb the effects of the blood of the Word and make themselves worthy dwelling places for you. Come, Holy Spirit, let the precious pearl of the Father and the Word's delight come. Spirit of truth, you are the reward of the saints, the comfort of souls, light in darkness, riches to the poor, treasure to lovers, food for the hungry, comfort to those who are wandering. To sum up, you are the one whom all treasures are contained. Come, as you descended upon Mary, that word might become flesh. Work in us through grace, as you worked in her through nature and grace.
Come, food of every chaste thought, fountain of all mercy, sum of all purity. Come, consume in us whatever prevents us from being consumed in you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has the heart of man conceived the marvels God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through his Spirit. The marvels God has prepared for those who love him. Father, you love those who give themselves completely to your service. And you filled Saint Mary Magdalene de Piazza with heavenly gifts and a fire of your love. As we honor her today, may we follow her example of purity and chastity. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.